Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of Insights and Published Magazine and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am so thrilled because today I have with me John Kramer. John is an acknowledged expert on book publishing and marketing. Besides being the owner of a publishing company, Open Horizons in Taos, New Mexico, he's the editor of the Book Marketing Tip of the Week newsletter as well. He is also an author of numerous books on publishing and marketing, including 1001 Ways to Market Your Books for Authors and Publishers, 6th edition, The Complete Direct Marketing Sourcebook, High Impact Marketing on a Low Impact Budget, and Celebrate Today. He has also designed the Do-It-Yourself Book Publicity Kit. He has been interviewed by or featured in the New York Times, USA Today, Playboy, Scientific America, Chicago Tribune. The list just goes on and on and on. And he has also been featured on more than 200 radio shows around the country. I can't tell you, John, how thrilled and honored I am to have you join us today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Vicki.
Tell me a little bit about how and when you got interested in writing. What drove you to this great passion and purpose that you've been involved in for so long?
Well, I got interested in writing in 9th grade English class. And I always knew that I was going to do at least some writing from that time on. I didn't actually write my first book until probably I was 26 or 27.
Wow, that's incredible. The interest was there for a long time before it actually came to fruition in the way of the book. When did you start thinking of yourself as a writer?
Ninth grade English class.
That's great. So even though the book took a while to come to fruition, you were really thinking of yourself as a writer that young.
Yes, and I was writing things. I just my first book I didn't complete until I was around 26 or so.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a different ballgame completing a book when you completed your book compared to what it looks like today.
Right.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about
today's technology and you know, with the internet and all that, I would have finished the book much quicker and much sooner and published it myself rather than waiting to get an answer from some publisher somewhere off in the big city of New York.
Yeah, no question. Tell me a little bit more about those changes that you've seen, because you've really been in the forefront of all of it.
Well, back when I was first publishing, there really weren't computers available to the public. So, you know, you were writing with a typewriter or longhand. You were typing out all of your words and then waiting for a typesetter to typeset it, and it was all very complicated. Now I write my books inside my word processor or inside my page layout program, and by the time I finish writing it, you know, I've basically written it and edited and typeset it.
It's amazing what a difference. And tell me a little bit about the change that you've seen on the publishing end, because you're really on both sides of this. You have a bird's eye view of the whole entire perspective, not just the writing of the book, but also what it means from a publisher's point of view.
Well, the biggest change in the beginning was, of course, the availability of short-run book printing. Back about 30 or 40 years ago when some of the different short-run book printers started to come into prominence. And so it made it possible for somebody to write a book and not have to print 20,000 copies in order to publish their work. But since then, the revolution has been so extreme, you know what I mean, because you have computers with your own, you know, so you can typeset your book, make it look good. And then, of course, you've got e-books and print-on-demand that just changed the whole game, because no longer do you have to wait to find a publisher or a distributor and get a physical book out there. Nowadays, you can go to Kindle and upload an ebook and a print book at the same time, and zoom, you're off and running.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And for so many people, it's really becoming their preferred way of reading. So, you know, online with the Kindle and the Nook and all of these various different mechanisms that we have now, from the standpoint of readership, that's really becoming their desired form of actually taking in your book.
Yeah, and I think the really exciting part of it now is that, you know, the format of the book is actually changing as well. I mean, eventually we're going to have what essentially are called interactive ebooks, which will be a combination of the standard text of a book, plus video, plus audio, plus probably some sort of interactive element online, so that the whole story can change. And you could even have optional endings in a real practical way. I mean, I remember 20 years ago somebody writing a book with optional endings and, you know, sort of twists and turns that you could take, you know, choose your adventure kind of thing. But it was still a printed book, and it was clunky, and it was, you know, the options were really kind of false and sort of very limited. But nowadays, I mean, essentially, you know, the games that they sell, they're basically books, you know, with a very interactive element. So all of the online games and the offline games and the Xbox games are essentially books. So are most iPad applications. They're books that are just in a different format. So, you know, the whole idea of doing a directory is no longer even a reality, because most directories are now basically iPad applications.
But, you know, John, I never thought about it that way. I never had aligned the idea of online games and books being related, but they truly are, now that you mention that. You can see the direct connection and also the direction that this may be going, which is just really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting time to be an author. Not only because there's so many options, but because you have far more control over what happens to your career than you used to. I mean, it really was, you know, 10 editors in New York that made the decision on who was an author and who wasn't. Nowadays, it's the author's decision on whether or not they're an author or not.
Gosh, that's just such a powerful shift for the individual who really has the desire to write. And, you know, for those individuals that are maybe just starting out, share with me a little bit, John, about where you went to get support. Like, outside of your family members, I mean, you had this tremendous desire and considered yourself a writer since you were, like, you know, really young. So where did you go for support and encouragement until you got your book published?
Well, my main support and encouragement was reading the writers' magazines like Writer's Digest and The Writer, because I lived in a small town and I didn't know any other writers. And, you know, so I basically was relying on what I read in the magazines and in the books, and that was my support format. But nowadays, you know, you've got social networks and you've got LinkedIn groups and Facebook groups and all kinds of options for getting feedback on your book and support and feedback on how to market the book and all kinds of opportunities. I mean, the Internet, I remember when, you know, the Internet was AOL, you know, I mean, that was the way most people got access to the Internet. And I gave away AOL discs back in the days when they were free all over the place, just to get people online, because the first game changer I saw about online was that it gave you an international audience rather than just a national audience. And I said, hey, if for no other reason, you should be online to reach that international audience. But nowadays, I mean, basically, you can reach every man, woman, and child, certainly in the United States, almost all of them, And you know, nowadays, even in the developing world, there are so many people that have access to the internet that your audience is so much larger.
Yeah, that's really true. We were fortunate enough to have one of our anthology go bestseller on Amazon the beginning of this year, and we actually had co-authors representing 16 different countries there. Wow. In the book. And when I realized that it was happening, it was almost astounding to me that can happen and happen easily now with the way everything's set up with the internet and so forth. You know, you're such an expert on all of this, John. Tell me, what are the most important tips you could share for someone to find true achievement and fulfillment through their writing?
Well, I think in today's world, the most important thing you need to do is to start to develop what in the industry is called your platform, and to start developing relationships. And you know, the saddest thing that I see among a lot of authors is that they have this sort of Garrett mentality. I'm going to write in solitary, and I'm going to wait for that big publisher to find me and let them do all the marketing, and I'm just going to sit here in my garret and write books. But the reality is, in today's world, you don't have to do that, and you shouldn't do that. You should be developing relationships as you write your book, and sharing parts of your book as you start to write it, and create a website and create an audience for your book, build up a Facebook page, and create relationships. The most important thing, I think, is that the author no longer has to be isolated. There are so many networks out there where you can start to work with other authors to promote your book. I mean, the one reason that Amanda Hawking became a best-selling author, not only on Kindle, but got a $2 million deal from a major New York publisher, was because of the relationships that she created with other authors writing in the same genre, and they promoted each other, and suddenly she was a bestseller.
Hmm.
But if she didn't have that relationship, she would always have been just that girl in Minnesota writing books that she likes to read, and nobody else would see them.
Yeah, that's such a really important point. And the idea that really marketing is what I think I'm hearing you say, John, is marketing, from your perception, is really all about building relationships, which is fantastic. It's not rocket science. It's building relationships, and now I think collaboration is like one of the most important things, as small as the world is getting.
Well, I mean, you know, that's one of the great things. Like you talked about that you did that anthology with so many other writers. Well, every one of those writers then had a stake in that book, and that meant that they were going to help promote the book.
Exactly.
Suddenly, you multiplied, you know, your impact by, I don't know how many co-authors there were, but let's say there were 30 of them. Well, that's 30 times the marketing power. And the thing is that even if you're not writing an anthology and you're writing your own novel, you still could be working with other authors to promote each other. So if you got together with three other science fiction authors, suddenly you multiplied your impact by three times. And every time that one author was on a radio show or something like that, they could mention the other authors and say, hey, you should check these people out too because they're great.
Oh yeah, what a great sense of you know, that vision that we used to have, that was, I think, more in the forefront, was the idea of competition, and now it really has shifted to collaboration in order to be successful, and it's just such a wonderful thing.
Well, that's why I created the Book Marketing Network, because I wanted to encourage writers to work with each other to promote. So I have 8,000 members on that network now, and you know, my goal, and unfortunately it still hasn't been met, so many of the authors come in, create a page and disappear. They still don't get it that if they work together, they multiply themselves, you know, 100-fold very quickly, and that's really the game changer. And you know, we were on the same teleseminar webcast the other day, And one of the power strengths of that particular program, Arthur Expert Marketing Machines, is that it's really designed for everybody within the machines to work with each other and promote each other.
Yeah, and how powerful is that? Just so powerful. So, John, if you had it to do over again, is there anything you would change along the journey that you've taken in both writing and publishing?
Oh, I would have invented the transistor sooner. Perhaps put out Facebook 20 years earlier or something like that, but obviously, we all essentially have benefited from all the changes that other people created for us, so that nowadays, the path to being a book author and a successful book author is so different and so much easier, and so much readily can you reach a mass audience, a really large audience, that 20 or 30 years ago was a dream in most authors' eyes.
Yeah, and you're such an expert at doing that. I'm just curious as to what you're working on now. I mean, you've had these wonderful books that you created and helped other people create, you publish, and then you have this fantastic community, which I just joined the other day after we met. And I was curious, what are you working on next? What are you spending your creative time on these days?
Well, right now I'm working on a book on how to use Pinterest as a book author to reach a big audience. And then I'm going to do a book on LinkedIn. But then I have this whole series of cookbooks I want to share, basically called Super Simple, Supernatural, and then whatever it is, soups or salads or whatever. And I've got the first book basically done. I just have to decide when to quit.
Well, that's interesting, because the first two books you mentioned are certainly within the genre. I mean, you've been sharing your wisdom in books about how writers can really become successful and the true success secrets of all of that for years. But the cookbook is a little bit of a segue there, isn't it?
Well, to me, it's really actually been very exciting to start compiling the cookbooks. I have about 10 or 12 in mind. And the really neat thing is just the variety of recipes that you can develop that are simple and natural, and that really add flavor to a person's food while not adding a lot of calories. And,
yeah,
and that's the whole goal of that series, is to make it easy for anyone to create a wonderful variety in their diet without having to eat goop.
Yeah, and
chemicals, or all the other stuff, the additives that are in so many foods nowadays.
And that your energetic level has to be really high to accomplish all the things you're continually accomplishing. So who better to explain how you are able to create that energy, including diet, to make all these wonderful things happen that you have been able to make happen? I think it's just fabulous, because so many people, they get involved in this kind of thing and they forget about themselves. I'm included in that from time to time, have to have a little bit of a wake-up call and say, it's important to keep yourself and your energy level as high as possible to be able to contribute, like in the way that you, many ways that you have been able to contribute. So tell me a little bit about what inspires you, John.
Probably everything. But I love seeing the success of others. So, again, part of, the whole idea is that whole idea of collaboration and cooperation. I've never seen myself as having competitors, because I always believed that the people that were out there that were writing about my subject, they were partners. And in the beginning days, there was Dan Poynter with his self-publishing manual, and me with the book on how to market those self-published books. And we ended up selling thousands of copies of each other's books simply because we complemented each other. We didn't see ourselves as competitors. And so we sold each other's books in our catalogs, we promoted each other, and so on and so forth. You know, and for me, you know, one of the big highlights many years ago was when Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen started doing the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and they used my book as their roadmap to marketing it. And the neat thing is they told me they did, you know. And for, you know, the last 20 years, they've been, I presume it's been about 20 years, they keep telling people, if you want to have our success, read and use his book.
Wow,
and I found out just, you know, a few, gosh, about a half a year ago, that Stephen Covey did the same thing with his book. His son and his partner used my book as the roadmap to make his best-selling book a bestseller. And for 20 years, I didn't know that. You know, I would have loved to have known that. You know?
that's just incredible. I mean, you've already left such a legacy, and there's just so much more to come. And it's so exciting to hear about this. And, you know, on that note, how do you hope to inspire others with this great body of work that you've been able to contribute to the world?
Well, at some point, I'm going to basically put it all up on the internet for free, and it'll stay there for as long as it's still relevant. And I would presume I'm going to probably put it into some sort of format that will allow other people to add to it, contribute to it, multiply it, and make it into a resource that will be there for hundreds of years, if not longer.
You know, I have to say, John, I love that you're thinking of doing that. The idea, you know, collaboration is obviously really near and dear to your heart, but the idea of being able to put all of your great work on the web and have other people contribute to it in ways that are continually updating it and so forth, you know, it really your work takes on a life of its own, and it will live forever that way. And I think that that's so beautiful.
Yeah, you know, that's my vision, because, you know, I don't have kids, so I don't have anything to pass on. So when I hit the bucket, you know, kick the bucket, finish my bucket list, whatever, I do want it to continue to live on. And why not put it into some sort of collaborative website, possibly some sort of wiki, you know, site, so that people can continue to refine it, add to it, put in new resources, and so on and so forth, and make it into an ongoing, lasting legacy.
That is so beautiful, John. It's just been amazing spending time with you, and I know that people listening and reading will want to be able to find you, to tap into more of your wisdom. Where can they find you on the web?
Well, the first place to go is the bookmarket.com. That's my main home. That's my website. But at some point, they may also want to join the bookmarketingnetwork.com, because that's, you know, where the 8,000 other authors are. And so it's a network that I host, and I, you know, I go there every day to respond to people and to guide people and hopefully, you know, encourage them to continue to promote their books and to join together to market more.
That's so fantastic. John, do you have any parting words to leave with us?
Don't stay isolated. Create relationships, because those relationships are the key to marketing whatever you're doing and getting it out there and sharing what you have to share with the world. I think no book author should be isolated. I think they should be actively interactive and then working with each other to promote each other's works. And they will multiply what they can do and get so much more value out of it and contribute so much more to the world, because I think that's the key to what we do in writing our books. We want the reason all of us as writers write is because we have a vision, we have a passion that we want to share. And the best way to do that is to actually share it and get out there and work with other people to keep it going, because 80% of all books are sold by word of mouth. And your job as an author is to start that word of mouth going. And the best way to do that is to work with other people, just talk about it and share it and get it out there. And then you'll be successful.
Mm. So that's so wonderful. So, John, just so no one has missed the opportunity to join your amazing collaborative community, could you give that URL one more time for the community of over 8,000 authors?
Yeah. TheBookMarketingNetwork.com.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much for being with us today. It has just been, I've learned so much, and I so appreciate, excuse me, you being here with us.
Thanks. I really appreciated it.
Okay, and if anyone would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing or our magazines or broadcast, you're welcome to visit us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. Have a fantastic day.